Feature racing at Moonee Valley on Friday night, and very impressive winning the Group 2 Bill Stutt Stakes over the mile was the Trent Busserton and Natalie Young trained The Holy One. He's now booked his ticket for the Group 1 Caulfield Guineas after an all-the-way win. Natalie Young joining us on Talking Horses this morning. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Busy times. Spring's always an exciting period of the year for the stable.
Yeah, it's great to have horses running up at this time of year, and at this level, actually, it gets you bouncing out of bed pretty early. I think I was here at 4 o'clock this morning on a Sunday, so you're pretty excited. It's great.
Yeah. Busy weekend, of course, with the Friday night meeting and into the Underwood Stakes card at Caulfield today. But, Natalie, on Friday night, the Holy One did look very impressive in winning.
Yeah. Look, we've always really liked this horse. It was actually probably this time last year that I went back and probably galloped about 40 horses, probably nearly died twice. Before the ready-to-run start, we used to get back and test them out. And I remember galloping him on the plough, and he was all legs, like it was just legs going everywhere. But sort of halfway up the plough, we kind of gave him a little squeeze, and he just gave you that feel like he just had that next-level sort of gear. And I thought, well, that was good enough for me, and we ended up buying him for 160, I think, at the ready-to-run sale. And we sort of had him earmarked as a Derby horse, this thing out of that Pentire mare, and he just keeps stepping up, and he's showing actually that he's really quite sharp.
Yeah. Did you go into the Friday night meeting with a fair degree of confidence then of success?
Yeah, we were actually quite confident. Dylan Dunn had been and come and done a gallop on him on Tuesday, and he sort of was a little bit sort of off balance coming into turn, but he did a really great sort of big bit of work late, sort of the last 200 metres, and he came in and said, oh, yeah, it was really good work. And then we just had Brendan McCarthy sort of just tweak over a sack row on the Wednesday, and I think that sort of clicked him, and I just had him feeling really great. So, yeah, we always thought it was a softer option than going today in the prelude.
He's come a long way then since breaking his maiden at Echuca in July.
Yeah, he sure has, and he's actually a really late foal. Technically, he's not even 3 yet.
And he's by Tavistock. You love training the Tavistocks?
Yeah, we do. They're just really lovely horses to work with. That's great mannerisms. You can put a little bit of pressure on them and they cop it. And look, just being, you know, Kiwi trainers, so we sort of know their families a bit. And, we've gone back to New Zealand the last couple of years and put our hand up quite a lot. So we're just starting to get those results now that they've sort of turned into nice three-year-olds.
Yeah. And the Tavistocks are really firing for Cambridge now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Look, he's always had plenty of nice horses. Look, like Tarzino and Tavigo, sort of those early marked horses that he sort of left. But sort of had probably a little bit of a quiet year. We had plenty of winners, but they just didn't have much in the spring. So the year after Tavigo and Tarzino, I think Tarzino went to start and Tavigo ended up tweaking a suspensory. So, but look, the last year and this year, they've really sort of come into play again. And look, we've sort of got a couple of really nice ones too earmarked for the autumn. So, I just think he's just a great sire and he was a good horse himself.
Apart from generally possessing a fair degree of ability on the track, what would you say are some of the standout attributes of the Tavistocks? Because you know them so well.
I think they just cop that little bit of work. They've got just really, they're good eaters and they sort of come in a few different shapes and sizes, but they've all got that ability that they just love being in that stable environment. They love work. That's what we've found with them anyway. So, yeah, they're just nice horses to work with. They cop the pressure. They don't fall apart.
Yeah. And this horse coming out of the ready-to-run sale of two-year-olds says a lot about that concept, which is growing in popularity and credibility.
Yeah, they've had a lot of stakes winners and Derby winners and Oaks winners come out of that sale. I think the last few years it's been very strong. I think the strike rate percentage to winners is extremely high. I love going back and doing it. We'll probably head back next week for a couple of days and do the same thing again and get there in November and put our hand up with a bit more confidence. We sort of usually like to get sort of half a dozen out of there if we can. And, so hopefully we can sort of find another nice few Tavistocks and Sabbathville.
Yeah, no doubt. And, Natalie, what is the plan then with this horse, the Holy One? Is the Group 1 Caulfield Guineas the realistic option?
Yes, I think we have to go that. We just have to do it. He's a colt. He doesn't even know he's a colt, to be honest. He works every day with a filly. He just doesn't bat an eyelid. He's just got the best temperament, which is always great. You've got to have a crack. I think we have a crack, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, well, we just put him aside and worry about the autumn. But, look, he's on the right path. He's come through that race fantastically. He's eaten up everything and he's bouncing out of his box this morning when he went for a hand walk. So, look, I think we might as well. You don't very often get the crack of the Group 1, so you've got to do it while they're in form and they're winning like that. Look, he probably would have won by another length the other day if Preble hadn't have dropped his stick at the top of the straight. So I think there's still plenty more upside with Adam at the line.
Yeah. And Natalie, how's the rest of the spring team shaping at this point in time?
Yeah, they're coming along quite nicely. We had a couple that sort of didn't quite see the trip out the other day in the Derby trial, so we're not looking too... we sort of have normally sort of four or five going in, so that could be prospect Derby horses at the moment, but that's a little bit light. But I think we're quite light on our fillies at the moment. Quite strong on our fillies. So as long as you get two or three running around carnival time, well, you sort of keeps you happy. We're only sort of relatively small stable, so keeps us happy and then bouncing out of bed.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. So outside of the Holy One, is there a name we can follow through the remainder of spring?
Well, I really like I Am Eloquent, that won the listed last week. I really like Acting Today. I think she's a really quality filly. Sorry, for Waikato, she's got the ace draw today too. Tommy Berry on board. I think she's got a filly with quite a bit of upside. And, I think those two are sort of our main ones.
All right. Thanks for joining us this morning, Natalie. Good luck at Caulfield today. And we'll look forward to seeing how the Holy One shapes up at Group 1 level.
Right, thanks a lot, Joe.
That's Natalie Young joining us on Talking Horses this morning. We thank her for her time on a busy day ahead of Group 1 racing at Caulfield.